house in the Philly. A Sigani Talmud me yeshiva of Yeshiva Bacher was running through the snow. Yeshiva Bacher from Slabodka. And he reached the Rabbi Chil Yaakov Weinberg, Ubefiv Bakoshasa Shalasaba Shahzo Miyad. He told me that the Alta of Slabodka wants you to immediately come back and see the Alta. Amarti lo, so I told the Yeshiva Bacher, Hamtein Ache Ekones. Wait, I'm already here. I have to go in and see him in Philly, Amsterdam. Very gati adalom. Amarli, the Bacher said, lo, Asaba bike shetechef umiyah taxer. My orders were, I had to find you immediately, and the moment I saw you, to bring you back to the Alta Mesabot. Kiyamti es ritzono v'chazarti. So I listened to the Bacher, and I came back. Shabosi el Asaba. Amarli, when I came to the Alta, he said as follows. Believe me, I didn't want to embarrass you. I wanted to cleanse you of anything that smacks of falsehood. Once I saw that you made your way through the snow, you were about to go to Rav Naftali to admit the truth, that's enough. That already cleanses you of falsehood. That is the atonement that you needed. My Gaon Rav Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg, I am a Sayyid, and when he used to tell the story to his own Bacher, he used to end the story by saying, Zo hoysa derech hachinuch shel Slabodka. That's how they taught ethics in the Slabodka Yeshiva.
Commentary. So that we can place the letter in its proper historical setting. Once we're done with the historical background, we'll actually distribute the letter and read it, and that'll be the extent of this discussion. It should not take very long. On Leil Shabbos, it was Friday evening, June 16, 1933, at approximately 10:30 p.m., Dr. Chaim Arlozorov was shot to death while strolling with his wife on the Tel Aviv seacoast. Mrs. Arlozorov testified that two assailants had accosted them in the dark and then disappeared into the darkness of the night. Chaim Arlozorov was 34 years old at the time of his death. He was a rising star in the labor Zionist movement and served as head of the political department of the Jewish Agency. He was the head of what would be known as the Mapai Party, and nowadays more or less goes under the name of Ma'arach or similar names. Avodah. I'm going to distribute a portrait of Chaim Arlozorov, which can go from seat to seat, and you can see what he looked like. Chaim Arlozorov had just returned from Germany. Remember, this is 1933, where he attempted to deal with Hitler, who had just come to power, in order to arrange for the mass emigration of Jews from Germany to Palestine. Arlozorov was prepared to make it economically worthwhile for Germany to release its Jews and their property. In contrast, the Zionist revisionists, what would be known as the Chirut Party, later Likud, led by Zev Jabotinsky at the time, the Zionist revisionists called for a total boycott of Hitler's Germany by all Jews and by all humanitarians. And if I'm not mistaken, Reb Nachman told some anecdote about Reb Chanan Wasserman relating to this boycott. Feelings ran sufficiently high on this issue that Arlozorov's assassination